Bank and Company Press Box, it is time for Lounge High Football. And for all your play-by-play action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Nick Hart set to kick off. Ball on the near hash mark. He'll be kicking toward that north end zone. Back deep is number two, Jordan Reed. He is the deep man for the Panthers. High, high kick, and it will not be returned as he hits 9.5 yards deep into the end zone. Plant will take over. First and 10 from their 20.
One of the things that Coach McPherson talked about on Tuesday night was the quality of his kickers. They didn't have their greatest night against Roswell, but overall, he said, I'll go to war with those two guys every week, and what a great kickoff by Nick Hart.
Bill, we will immediately go to that 5-2 base defense. Let's see what Plant, the Panthers, come out in. We know they're going to come out in that spread, and immediately they bring two receivers near side. And heavy, nope, they've got a tight end. Now he backs off the line of scrimmage. Trips to the near side. Culpepper in the shotgun, standing at the 15. We go to a four-man front. He sends a tight end to our side. There's a flag. We've got a delay of game.
Yeah, there was a long time as Culpepper was trying to get his wide receiver set, and then he had a slot receiver back off the line. Go in motion. This just takes extra time.
It does. They're trying to, of course, it's going to really test our defensive backs tonight.
First and 15 now for the Panthers.
Ball in the middle of the field. Four-man front. Trips to the near side. Again, that's tight end in motion. Culpepper looks, throws out in the flats, catch is made. And the ball is caught by number one. That is Patrick Brooks. Brooks is hauled down by Corvian White. And they'll actually lose yard, Bill. They'll lose 6 yards all the way back.
No, I'm sorry.
They lose a yard. So it'll be second and 16 rather than second and 15. 11:34 to go. First quarter, no score. Twins left, Twins right. Running back to his left. Pump fake, throws out in the flats. Catch made. Stutter step. And again, Jordan Reed with the catch. And he'll pick up about two of those yards. So it should be third and about 13, and Herschel Brookins in on the tackle. Give him 2 yards. It'll be third and 14. They've got to get to the 30. 11:08 to go. No score. First quarter. Panthers with the football. Send three receivers far side, two receivers near side. We're in a four-man front. Keeps a running back in the backfield with him. Nope. Twins left, Twins right. Drops straight back. Looks, throws downfield. And overthrows everybody. And it'll be three and out for the Panthers on their first possession. And hats off to our Lounge High defense.
Yeah, the Derek Beatty, number eight, their wide receiver, was on a go pattern down the sideline. And Culpepper threw it like a post into the middle of the field. Nobody there for the Panthers. And as you said, a great defensive stand for our Vikings.
Back deep to punt will be number 49, John Hudson. And we've got Alex Brown and looks like number four, Jock Alexander, back deep. There's the punt. Nope. Number four, that is Tyson Harris. Harris takes it at the 38. He's across the 40, the 45. Got to the 50 and was nailed by Panther at the 50.
But he bounced right back up after the hit, though.
About a 12-yard return for Harris on the punt. Let's see who Coach opens with quarterback tonight. Last week, he alternated quarterback there. We had a series. And he comes out with Austin Dixon, Dev Copeland, Tyson Harris.
And it's a fullback, yeah, number 20.
Lewis Regal. Ball on the far hash mark, right at the 50. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Five-man front, three linebackers up tight. Man in motion toward us. There's a counter. Across the 50, down to about the 46, four-yard carry. And Des Copeland, who had 105 yards rushing last week, gets four on his first carry.
Yeah, and then he's going to be that workhorse, too. We're going to call his name and number a lot here tonight as he just picks up just a few yards, but we're going to try and test that middle here early.
Panthers in a five-man front. Like I say, three linebackers up tight. Single safety. Again, a man in motion. We get
back.
The fullback. There goes Regal. He's across the 40, the 35, the 30. And they'll haul him down at the 21-yard line.
What a great run by Louis Regal. He just busted through the line. Almost, I think he just tumbled over his own feet as he had a defender on him.
And that was a 20-yard run by Regal. 9:36 to go, first quarter, no score. And that is a Napa first down when you thank Auto Parts, thank Napa. Dixon slides under center, looks at that Panther defense, brings a man in motion towards us, gives it to Copeland around the left side, got a hole, runs over one man, two, fights his way down to the 22-yard line. Tackled by number 42, Kyle Henderson. That guy's headed to Georgia Tech when he finishes his career at Plant. 9:10 to go, first quarter, Vikings first possession. It will be second and a long six at the 22-yard line. Ball in the center of the field. Dixon again looks at that Panther defense. They're showing blitz. There they come hard. We give it to number 10, Nate Brantley, right up the middle, and Nate will fight his way down to the 20-yard line. He'll pick up about 3 yards. Looks like it's going to be third and about four from there. 8:43 to go here, first quarter, and no score.
Yeah, Nate, in that fullback position, we're going to keep feeding the fullback. That's what you do in the wing T offense.
Dixon, again, we got two tight ends. That Eagle T, we like to call it. Takes a snap, drops back, rolls left, looking, pulls down, starts to run, hits one man, two, gets across the 20 down to about the 19, Bill. It's going to be fourth. And it'll be fourth and three from there. Coach, what do you do?
He's going to try the field goal.
Sends Nick Hart out. Belcher to hold. They'll set the ball down at the 26. We now run a tackle out on the field. This will be a 36-yard attempt. Ball on the near hash mark. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 7:39 to go, third quarter, Vikings lead it 3-0. We'll take a 60-second break. And back at the Coastal Banking Company press box. Ball taken at the 1, across the 10, the 15, the 20. And he'll return it all the way out to the 25-yard line.
All right, about a 25, 24-yard return, and that's where the Panthers will take over, first down and 10. They will mark it at the 24. Let's see what the Viking defense can do now.
Ball on the near hash mark. Panthers second position. 7:31 to go. Vikings lead it 3-0 on a 36-yard field goal by Nick Hart. Culpepper in the shotgun. Twins left. Twins near side. Single receiver far side. Gets it to the up back. Runs right at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get absolutely nowhere. That's Patrick Brooks on the carry. And tackled in there by Malik Austin. It'll be no gain. Well, give him a yard. Second and 9. The ball up to the 25-yard line. 7:10 now to go here, first quarter. The Vikings leading 3-0. Culpepper slides under center. They're in the I formation. Two receivers far side. Sends a tight end to the visitor side of the field. Pitches out to number 2 around the right side, trying to get to the corner. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and picks up maybe 1 or 2 yards. That's Jordan Reed on the carry.
Viking defense had a great – they had strung him out wide, and then wideout made a great block. You heard a lot of fans, I mean, we did here, call it hold, but it looked good through here.
Third and 6. The ball out to the 27-yard line. Two receivers near side, two far side. Culpepper drops back, rolls left. Look at being chased. We got a hand on him, and he's going down. All the way back at the 17-yard line. Logan Neely led that charge. And Bill, that was one of the best defensive stops we've seen in a while.
Logan Neely on a 10-yard sack, one of our impact players tonight, really got after Culpepper and put him down in the ground, and that's going to force the Panthers in a punt.
And back deep to punt is John Hudson, the punter. And we've got Tyson Harris back deep to receive. 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. We're going after it. Yeah, we are. But he gets it away. Harris signals fair catch at the 40-yard line. And that's why Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 40. 5:33 to go in the first quarter, and the Vikings are leading.
You know, we talked about it. It's early in the first quarter now, but the defense right now has stood up to the test. And now the offense has been able to get it down the field. We've been able to run the ball well. We've not thrown the ball yet. So let's see what we get here. But I tell you what, so far early, the Vikings really look good right now.
They do. We've got a water break. And we keep it here. So let's go ahead. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium, West James, along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and Marty Robbins. Marty Rogers. Vikings lead 5:33 with 5:33 to go in the first quarter. Vikings lead 3-0. Dixon under center. On the counter. Oh, and that goes to Copeland, and we'll actually lose about 4 yards. All the way back, Bill, to the 36. T.J. Watley in on the tackle, just busted that play up.
Yeah, that's one of those situations we talked about in the countdown to kickoff about would our offensive line be able to keep this big, powerful defensive line out.
Second and 14, the ball on the near hash mark. Panthers, five-man front. Four linebackers up tight. We pitch it Harris around the right side. Spins by one man, two. Oh, almost got away from number 24, Michael Murphy. But Murphy pulls him down, and we'll lose another yard back to the 35. So it's going to be third and 15.
Yeah, that defensive line has now gotten a little more settled in here in the second series. And we tried to do a toss sweep. We tried to counter things that take a little longer time, and they're being able to get in the backfield.
Of course, we got Patterson in at quarterback also. Under center. Bowles looking, trying to get to the corner. Goes out in the flat. Off the fingertips of Harris. Would not have been enough for a first down. Pass incomplete. Stops the clock with 4:30 to go in the first period. Vikings leading 3-0, and we'll have to punt the ball away. Got a score at halftime from over in Douglas, Georgia.
Okay.
Coffee, 54-0 at half.
Over who?
Savannah.
Wow.
And of course, in 2 weeks, Coffee and Ware County will play. That will be a game.
That'll be a game of the week, that's for sure.
John Belcher back to punt. And it looks like maybe Reed back deep for the Panthers. Nope, that's Jordan. Takes the ball, gets hit immediately, and goes down. What a great open field tackle. Bill by number, looks like number 32, Brian Bell. Bell showed why he's the consensus Region 1 first team player.
Yeah, he is verbally committed to Florida State University. And just has played very well so far this year.
Panthers will start first and 10 from their own 35. Ball on the far hash mark. Single receivers on either side of the field. We're in a five-man front. Now we back off to a four. Culpepper to carry the ball, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll fall forward. And that big 6'3 frame, I'll stretch it out and pick him up a yard. Logan Neely again on the tackle. As we head toward the four-minute mark here in the first period.
3-0. Boy, that is a thin margin right now.
Ball in the middle of the field. Plant. All in white. They'll send two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Culpepper puts a running back just to his left. Brings a slot man in motion toward the home side. Drops straight back. Look, throws a little slant pattern inside. And pitch and catch is good for about 6 yards. They'll move it out to the 43-yard line. For Bill, it'll be third and one from there, and Carlos Lee in on the tackle.
They're going to be close on this one now. They got a chance to get a first down here. Third and a long one.
3:20 to go here, first period. Vikings lead it 3-0. See what Coach Wiener has dialed up for his Panthers. Two receivers far side. Now he brings one of those in motion towards us. Give it to the running back right up the middle. Get hit behind the line of scrimmage. And that is number one. Patrick Brooks at the five is away across the 45. Up to the 46 where he's tackled by Dakota Ware. But that's enough for a first down.
Yeah, Dakota lost his helmet now when he's got to come off. But he had him right there at the line of scrimmage. And number one, Patrick Brooks, able to squeeze around there and fall forward just enough for a first down.
Culpepper. Sends a single receiver to the Vister side, trips to the near side, puts it running back to his left. We're at a four-man front. Drops back, throws across, catch made by big number 88 for a first down as they get inside Lamb's territory for the first time tonight, all the way down to the 43-yard line. Mason Brantley in on the tackle.
this is one of the things that Plant does. They're able to dink and dunk down the field. If we can't get pressure on that quarterback, so our defensive line is going to have to get in there.
Number 88, who made the catch? A 6'3 senior wide receiver. Again, trips to the near side, single receiver far side. We show blitz off the corner. We give it to the running back number one. He gets to the corner, turns upfield. And he gets 1, 2, 3, give him 4 yards, Bill, as it gets down to, give him 5 yards as it gets down to the 37-yard line. It'll be second and 5 from there. Again, Herschel Brookins in on the tackle. 2:06 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 3-0. Both teams 1-0. Both teams ranked number 8 in their respective state polls. Plant, where Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray played. Culpepper, the quarterback. We jump. We break the neutral zone.
That may be right enough for a first down. There was a flag. We'll get the call. Offsides against the defense. 5-yard mark off.
It's the first down.
I don't know where they marked it. It is very, very two. It's going to be second and half a yard.
And not enough to worry about. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Culpepper, ball on the far hash mark, standing at the 38, takes the snap, gives it to the up back. I think he got the first down, but if he got it, he didn't get it by much.
Nate Brantley grabbed him by the waist and pulled him backwards.
No, they say he lost half a yard, Bill. It's going to be third down and a yard. The ball at the 34-yard line. 1:18 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 3-0.
Yeah, linebacker number 10, Nate Brantley, broke that offensive line, got in there, made a huge tackle.
We go back to that five-man front. Linebacker's up tight, and wait a minute. Flag is thrown.
It's a quick snap. I'm not sure what happened.
Illegal procedure.
Against Clem.
Quarterback took the snap, stood there for a minute, and then just threw the ball. I mean, actually rolled it forward. Bill, kind of like a fumble.
Yeah, but he got the ball, and he heard the whistle at the time he got the snap, and that just get, he didn't want to get hit.
All right. Second and a long 7.
Third down.
Third down. I'm third down. Twins left, Twins right. Now they send the tight end in motion, and he turned upfield before the ball. There it comes again before the he turned upfield before the ball was snapped.
Yeah, number 83 for Plant. He instead of going down the line laterally, he turned up, and right before the snap, that'll mark him another 5 off. It's third and about 11 now.
Yep.
Guys, keep an eye on our band. They've been playing since about halfway through this drive, and we've had 2 straight false start penalties. I wouldn't be surprised to see him fight this band here in a minute.
Well, but there's no penalty in Florida for the band playing, so we'll see.
Third and 11. Inside, 40 seconds to go. Trips to the far side. Culpepper rushes for the near side. Looks, goes down. Fair. Incomplete. Pass. At the 35, it would have been a short of a first down anyway. Derek Beatty on the catch. Now y'all were speaking of Florida rules, Georgia rules. I asked Coach Mack, what are we playing under? He said, we're playing under National Federation rules. It's what both teams play under year-round. So if it's a penalty in Georgia for the band, it would be in Florida, according to Coach Mack.
Well, we heard from somebody it wasn't. So we'll see what happens. Here, Plant's going to punt now. Tyson Harrison, it looks like Alex Brown back to receive.
Houston. High, high punt.
Short.
Hit. Bounces at the 20, and that's where it'll be down at. That's where our Vikings will take over, first and 10 from our own 20-yard line with 18.4 seconds.
Let's go down to the sideline. Go ahead, Marty.
That's the exact same thing. They play until they're quieted and then get their fans excited. So it's the exact same thing that their band normally does when they're at home.
Okay. Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Vikings first and 10 from our own 20-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark going from right to left on your radio dial. 18.4 seconds to go first quarter. Vikings leading it 3-0. Dixon back at quarterback. Copeland in motion. We give it to the fullback. Regal over the left side gets hit. Immediately picks up 1, maybe 2 yards. That could be the very last play of the first quarter. They're looking at the clock. And with that, we'll take a 60-second break. Vikings are leading 3-0. We'll be right back after this. back here at Martin Stadium at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Vikings leading 3-0.
Starting the second quarter. Second and 7 for the Vikings.
Second and 7, the ball out at the 24-yard line. We give it to Dixon on the corner. Copeland around the left side, across the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45, the 30, the 30, I mean the 35, the 30, the 25, and they run Des Copeland out of bounds at the 24-yard line. A 52-yard run for Des Copeland to start the second quarter.
What a great run by Des Copeland. Austin Dixon, the quarterback, on a counter play, hands off, and down the field he goes.
He made the corner and turned the AstroJets on. He has 56 yards rushing on the night. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings now going from left to right on your radio dial. Single receiver near side. Tight end to the visitor side as Dixon slides under center. Again, Copeland in motion towards us. Dixon rolls right, looks, throws out. Catch made by Harris at the 20. He's down to the 15, and they'll run him out of bounds, Bill, they say, at the 15-yard line. It will be a 9-yard pitch and catch from Austin Dixon to Tyson Harris, and it'll be second and less than one. Moves the ball all the way across the field to the near hash mark.
Brian Bell in at fullback now.
Again, Copeland, that's Alex Brown in motion, and he stops. We look to the sidelines. There goes the audible. Dixon slides under center again. Takes a snap. Quickly gets it to Harris on the counter. He gets hit at the 15. He'll be shy, maybe lose half a yard. And on the tackle is Franzen. Bill, instead of second and one, second less than one, it's going to be third and about 1.5.
Yeah, again, that counter play. This time Tyson Harris comes off limping a little bit. Brian Bell still in at one of the wingback positions.
Alex Brown in the backfield. They're showing blitz up the middle. Bell in motion, and they give it to Brantley. Brantley will have the first down as we go to a semi-version of the old Plowboy offense and just bulls across the line of scrimmage down to the Bills line around about the 13-yard line, so it will be first and 10 from there.
Yeah, Brantley, a good, solid fullback, number 10. He just plowed his way through there.
11 minutes, 2 seconds to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0.
And threatening inside the Pipkins Motors red zone now.
Austin Dixon will slide under center. We have two tight ends. They've gone to a four-man front five. Again, that is to Alex Brown, and he'll get just across the 15, not even back to the original line of scrimmage. Tackled in there by Brendan Butler, a 6'1", 190-pound linebacker, junior linebacker at that.
Yeah, those linebacking core for the Panthers, we talked about it in the countdown to kickoff, all juniors, but all about 5'11", 6 foot tall, 175, 180 pounds. I tell you what, that's a tough linebacking crew.
Second and about 12. Ball back at the 15. Panthers five-man front. Three linebackers. Now showing blitz up the middle. Dixon keeps it. Nope.
Patterson
and
now.
Patterson on the keeper, and Patterson will lose yardage. Back to about the 18. Will lose 5 yards. He'll lose about 3 yards on that one.
Yeah, LaXavier Patterson had snuck in there, and you thought maybe that we were going to try the run. That's exactly what we did. And Panthers were all over it, though, as he tried to sneak around the left side. And we lose yards again. It's going to be third downs and about 16.
We've got to get all the way down to the 3. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. Patterson brings the receiver back to the home side. Takes a snap. And we'll
Alex
give it
Brown
right to the middle. Alex Brown will get back to the almost to the original line of scrimmage, but the ball will be right in the middle of the field. Almost perfect location for a field goal, and out comes Nick Hart.
Yeah, right at about the 15-yard line as Alex Brown just cuts it up the gut, puts us in a spot where it's going to be about a 30 or 31-yard field goal attempt. They're going to mark it, looks like, on the 21.
Belcher to hold. And the referee signals, let's go. There's the ball. It's down. Kicks up and no good. It was wide left.
Yeah, off to the left a little bit. Again, a low snap, and I can't say enough about the fact that we're using a guy that continues. I mean, he's an offensive lineman. He's there every play on the offensive snaps. having that designated long snapper has been huge for us over the last probably 7 or 8 years now, dating all the way back to Randy J. Williams.
Yeah, absolutely. Panthers now will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 8:51 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0, and they just dodged a little bullet. There's our band as it cranks up. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Culpepper in the shotgun. He has a Panther to his right. Now we show blitz off the corner. And we come. Culpepper kicks the ball by one man. Two still on his feet. The big quarterback rumbles for 12. Are they going, how far are they going to give him? There's a flag on the play. But let's see how far they give him on the run.
He is not afraid to run. He lowered his shoulder and ran over one of our defenders.
At 6'3", 215 pounds, that's more like a tight end or a linebacker. But he picked up 13 yards.
The Vikings pointing towards the Panthers that the call will be against them. Let's see. Still some discussion. Now they're trying to look where the flag is on the line. The Panthers are moving backwards. We still have not gotten a call from the official. Let's see what that is.
Chop block. Take it all the way back to the 10.
That's a 15-yard penalty on a chop block. And that'll back them up. First and about 20.
And since it was inside the 30, that's half the distance, so that's why it's only marked off 10 yards. We're in a four-man front. Culpepper with trips to the near side. Looks those out in the flat. Catch made by number two. He's across the 10. That is Jordan Reed. Reed to pick up about two, let's see, maybe 3 yards. And it looks like Brian Bell.
No.
Nope. Gaden.
Desmond Copeland and number 10, Nate Brantley, in on the tackle.
Thank you, Bill. Ball on the near hash mark. It'll be second and 17 as they swap out receivers now. 8:10 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. Two receivers far side, two near side. Ball on the near hash mark.
Check the play clock.
Plant going from right to left on your radio dial. It's down to 3-2. Now they're going timeout. And with that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 3-0. 7:51 to go here in the half. It has been pretty much of a defensive struggle. We had a chance to put some more points on the board. Missed a 31-yard field goal just wide left.
So second and 17 now for the Panthers.
Panthers going from right to left on your radio dial. Culpepper, the 6'3", 215-pound junior quarterback, one of the top 20 quarterbacks in the nation. And the shotgun, the two receivers far side, two near side. Takes a snap, play action pass, drops back, look, there we come. Downfield we throw, and he overthrows everybody for Culpepper. It went down hard, but popped right back up. He had four Vikings all over it, led by Herschel Brookins.
Well, Herschel was there in coverage. He came real close to that interception there.
Oh.
Sorry?
I was looking at those four defensive linemen. That was all over it.
That'll bring up third down and 17 now for the Panthers,
but it also,
as they are inside their own 15-yard line.
Also stops the clock with 7:43 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. Again, Culpepper will bring two receivers near side. He'll send two far side. He's in the pistol. He has Patrick Brooks, the running back, right behind him. Play action. Brooks on the draw, and in the backfield to wrap him up was number 10, Nathan Brantley. And he just busted that play all to pieces.
Yeah, Malik Austin in there to clean it up, number 50, and that's going to put them in a punt situation. Still inside the 10 now, about a 4-yard tackle for loss.
Our defense playing some superb football against Plant. Back deep is Tyson Harris and
Alex.
Number 21, Alex Brown. Waiting on the snap. In the end zone, puts his foot into it, gets it away. Harris takes it at the 47, across the 45. The 40 still on his feet as he gets across the 35. Now working down, Bill, about the 33-yard line. In on the tackle was Raider Franson. And that will be the best starting field position for our Vikings tonight. as we'll start at the Panther 33-yard line with 6:55 to go here in the half, leading for Reno Nutting.
Well, one of the things that we, you know, the Vikings have got to convert some points here. We got in a situation, we did get a field goal. We could have put that in. Another situation, should have gotten a field goal there. We're going to have to get into the end zone here soon.
Quarterback swap. LaXavier Patterson comes in for this series. Five down linemen for the Panthers. You have it to Harris around the right side. Finds a hole. He's across the 30. Trips and falls down about the 27. That's going to be giving him about 6 yards on the carry. Second and four from there, Bill.
One of the things I like about what Tyson Harris did on that run was when he got tripped up, instead of just falling, he leapt forward. Picks up maybe another yard when he does that.
We send Ryan Hobbs to the far side of the field. Jeff Copeland at one wing back. Harris in the backfield. Joe Ball again goes to Harris. No! It was a handoff to Harris, or a fake to, or a handoff to Harris, and then Harris handed off to Copeland.
Yep, trying a little trickery there and got nowhere on that, actually lost yards. It's going to put us in a third and long situation. Still inside the sticks, though, about a third and eight.
Well, we had a third. We lose 2 yards on that. Puts the ball in the middle of the field. Bakke's going from right to left on your radio dial. I love those new helmets. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Patterson and the shotgun. Plant showing blitz off the corner. Now they back out of it. We throw out to Hobbs. Makes the catch. Hobbs by one man, two. He gets down to about the 26-yard line. It'll be third and about three, maybe four from there. Maybe a little far for a field goal here, Bill.
Yeah, fourth down situation. I think you're going to see the Vikings go for it here. So far, we've seen Nick Hart inside of 40. He's pretty good and just has not been able to find the groove so far this year. So, absolutely. Fourth and a long three or maybe four. I'm going for it. That's exactly what the Vikings are going to do.
Watch Xavier Jenkins, far side of the field. In man coverage. Two receivers near side. Patterson in the shotgun. Hard count. Panthers do not jump.
And
now we'll call timeout. And with that, we'll take a 30-second break with the Vikings leading 3-0. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the commercial Viking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. 5:01 to go in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. It is a fourth and a long four. And we're going to attempt a 44-yard field goal.
New snapper.
Dagan Anderson. There's a snap. Ball is down. It was a high snap. Belcher tried to get it down as quick as he could, and it was wide left and no good.
What that does is throws off the timing of the kicker. And he was going quick because he knew he wanted to get it off quick. Had he waited just a half a second, if Nick would have seen that high snap, waited half a second, he might have been able to readjust the step and then been able to follow through. But it's all for naught. We have missed two field goals now, and still we lead 3-0 as Plant High School will take over with 4:53 left in the half. Vikings leading 3-0.
Ball in the middle of the field. Plant will send single receivers to either side of the field. Culpepper under center. Gives it to the tailback, number one, Patrick Brooks. And he'll get a yard, two, maybe three.
Number 30, Corbion White in on the tackle for the Vikings.
We saw a heck of a game in the first game between Ware and Manatee.
And it was tight in the first half, but the fourth quarter broke open.
It was 7-0 early in the fourth quarter, Manatee. And Ware just went to town. Back in the, it's the offset eye, tied into the far side, pitch out. Brooks around the right, left side, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Brian Bell, showing why he's committed to Florida State, makes the tackle.
He came flying in from the backside.
And number one, Brooks, will pick up 2 yards on the play, so it will be third and five out of the 25, up third and six, the ball at the 24. Ball on the near hash mark. Plant Panthers all in white.
Except for those gold helmets.
Gold helmets. Going from right to left on your radio dial. We've got a four-man front. Now we're short. Two blitzers off the side. Culpepper goes out in the flat. Oh, almost picked up by number 10, Nate Brantley. But Culpepper was under a lot of pressure, Bill, as at the last minute we walked up to a linebacker and a corner and blitzed him off the corner.
Yeah, and Nate Brantley was just flying over there in coverage. 3:35 here left in the first half. Vikings still leading 3-0. That'll force the Panthers here into a punt formation. And back deep for the Vikings.
Tyson Harris and Alex Brown. Hudson standing at his 10 for Panthers. Got 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. He gets it away. Nice, nice kick. Harris signals fair catch at the 38-yard line, and that's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 with 3:28 to go in the half, and our Vikings leading it 3-0.
So far, the defense has been up to the billing. We've held the Panthers. We'll get some halftime stats, but as we look over there, the Panthers, 10 rushes for only 2 yards. They've only passed for 22 yards, so we've been holding those guys in check. Looks like the Vikings, though, we've got about 84 yards rushing. So we're leading in the offensive category. So our defense is doing the job right now. But we're going to have to bump that 84 up there.
Yeah, we sure will. Vikings first and 10 now from our own 38-yard line. Dixon back into quarterback. 2 tight ends. We're in the Eagle offense. And he gives it to Regal over the right side. Regal across the 40, 1-2, getting 3 yards. Be second and 7, Bill, as we get out to the 41-yard line.
Yeah, quite a few Panthers in there on the tackle. But Louis Regal, who's coming in for Ahmad Snead, who's out this week and possibly next week, has come in, and he's had a pretty good day so far.
He sure has. All right, second and 7. He's had 26 yards on the night. Dixon looks for the sidelines, gets the play. He'll have Tyson Harris at the nope. He's going to put him at Tyson Harris at wing back. Des Copeland at wing back to the near side. Slides under center. Looks at that 5-man front.
For goal.
Right up the middle. And look at Lewis. Fight his way across the 45 to the 46. So we should have third and about 2 from there.
A little extracurricular pushing and shoving there after the play as these offensive and defensive lines have really been getting after it.
Now what the Panthers are doing, they're putting 5 up on the line of scrimmage when we're in that Eagle offense. Then they're walking 4 lines, and they're taking their 2 corners and walking them up, one of the corners up, and almost having a 5-4 defense, sitting 9 men within what we call the box.
Louis Regal comes out, and Nate Brantley checks in at fullback.
Ryan Bell checks in at one wing back. Hard snap. Over the right side is Copeland. Turns, spins. He's fighting hard for the first down. Let's see where they mark him at.
He's going to be, well, there's from one line judge on this side, if he is short, he's a half a football short.
They're going to go to that. They'll go with the guy on our side, and they're going to stop the clock here.
They'll want to measure this one. This is close.
There's a minute 45 to go in the half. Vikings leading 3-0. Let's go down to the sidelines and Marty Rogers.
See if Marty can get an up-close personal look at it for us.
Guys, it definitely appears to be short to me by half a yard or so. Maybe a football or 2 footballs, but I do think it's short.
Thank you, Marty.
Marty, while we got you down there on the side, we got a few minutes. What's going on offensively? I mean, I know that what's going on the sidelines about what are we going to do to try and break out of this funk here?
Guys, it's going to be interesting to see what we do in the halftime, the adjustments we make. Because one thing, if you watch what their defensive line is doing, is they're playing a good yard and a half or 2 yards or so off the ball. We talked about that in the past. We've seen Camden do it to us. We've seen Stevenson do it to us. Basically, they're going to concede 1 or 2 yards, but they're messing up our timing of our traps and our wing backs coming down and crashing down, blocking down by playing back off the ball. You've actually seen them jump a few times and not cross the line because they're so far off the ball.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. It is short, folks. And it will bring that fourth down in about a yard, a little, maybe a half a yard left for a first down for the Vikings. We are on the negative side of the field. We're on the 47 or 48-yard line, and it looks like we're going to punt it away, Wes.
Don Belcher comes in back deep. Is number 2, Jordan Reed, for the Panthers, standing back about his 20-yard line. A minute 45 to go in the half. Vikings are leading 3-0. Cole Rigdon, the long snapper. Looks to the sidelines. We're looking at watching the play clock.
But it's not running the field. Well, now it is. Yeah, the field clock is running. Took a while to get it started. We're going to try and run off as much time. 8 seconds on the play clock.
There's a snap. Belcher's kick. High, high kick. Going to drive Brooks back. He makes the catch. Signals fair catch, and he'll take it at the 29-yard line. And that's where the Panthers will take
24.
Over. 24. I'm not a banker, so I can be 5 yards off.
A minute 15 left here in the first half. Vikings still holding on to this 3-0 lead as the Panthers will have the ball here. First down and 10 from their 24-yard line.
Culpepper, number 17, the quarterback. Turns around, says something to his running back, sends two receivers far side. Now shifts his tight end to the visitor side of the field. We're in a five-man front. That 50 base defense. Pitch out. Half back pass. Got a man wide open downfield. There's the catch. And they're off to the races. We will not catch him. We will not catch him into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers.
And a little bit of trickery, and that's what makes the difference. We had bit on the run. The corner let the wide receiver go, and he was wide open, as you said, probably by at least 6 or 8 yards. 76-yard toss and touchdown for the Panthers, and they go up now 6-3, awaiting the extra point.
And they do that swinging gait much like we do. John Hudson, the punter, will attempt the extra point.
Took very little time, only 103 left here in the half now.
We get back, there's the balls down, kicks up, we jump, but we got back. And with 103 to go in the half, it's the Panthers 7, Vikings 3. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Martin Stadium. Panthers score on a 56-yard touchdown, 76-yard touchdown pass to take a 7-3 lead with a minute 3 seconds to go here in the half. Stephen Yaffe for the Panthers set to kick off back deep. Alex Bram on the near side, Tyson Harris to the far side. Nice kick, and we've got offsides, I think, against the Panthers.
There was a quick whistle. I don't know if it just they weren't ready or what. Let's see what the – I don't see a flag.
From the man who would call it.
I just don't think they put the ball in play yet. I mean,
okay.
They have not given them the go-ahead to kick. And the plant kicker went ahead and kicked off anyway. And you heard the whistle almost immediately as soon as he kicked. So they'll just redo it. Left here in the half, Vikings now trail 7-3 to the Panthers of Plant High School.
Kind of caught everybody surprised on that halfback pass.
Yeah, a little toss sweep to number two, that's Jordan Reed, and then he lets a long 76-yard pass go, and they go take the lead.
All right, Yaffe, not a kick again when the official says to kick. Now there's a referee's whistle.
See what he's got.
High end over end kick.
Into the end zone. Just about a yard, just enough. And the ball will come out to the 20 where the Vikings will have it first down and 10.
A minute 3 to go here in the half. Vikings trail 7-3.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Panthers. Only took one play. 12 seconds off the clock. Halfback pass 76 yards to number 8, Derek Beatty. Panthers do lead 7-3 with 1 minute 3 seconds left to go in the first half.
At your page, heating and air drive recap. Xavier Patterson in at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Hobbs in motion toward the visitor side of the field. Give the ball to Harris. Harris fights his way across up to about the 24-yard line. There comes a flag in. And I don't know what we're going to have.
Little extracurricular, but I don't know on what side. I mean,
late hit on their safety, guys. We had a receiver down there blocking him, and the safety just didn't like it and kept going until after the play. So it will be a late hit. Guys, as we talk, Tyson Harris is coming off limping a little bit. It looks like he might have rolled his ankle.
Well, he came off, I'm sorry, Marty, he limped off a little earlier, too, so maybe that's just an aggravation.
And that's the equipment parts supply sideline update. Thank you, Marty.
The officials confer there. As they discuss.
What they're discussing is if it's a live ball or a dead ball, where they're going to enforce it from.
Dead ball unsportsmanlike against the Panthers. So it will be a 15-yard mark off after the play.
And they take it back to the line of scrimmage and mark it out to the 39-yard line. Ball set down on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We have 55.6 seconds to go here in the half. We send Xavier Jenkins, the sophomore wide receiver, to the far side. He's in man coverage. Panthers in a four-man front. Now they back the man off, so it's a three-man front. Throw out to Hobbs. Hobbs underneath, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. There comes the flag, and I think we're going to have holding on our Vikings back at the 36-yard line.
Well, a little comeback screen trying to get them to bite inside, and they don't bite, so they get us tackled for a loss.
And just remind our folks, the Vikings won the toss, elected to defer, so we will get the ball to start the third quarter. Trailing 7-3 with 43.4 seconds to go here in the first half. Mark off those 10 yards, set the ball down. Bill's going to be first and...
First in a long way.
About 24. Patterson. And the shotgun. Plant in the three-man front. Linebacker showing blitz off the corner. Nope, they stay. We give it to Copeland. Copeland tries to get by one man, too. He'll pick up 5 yards as he gets up to the 30. And tackled by Pat Cooper of the Plant Panthers. It'll be second and 5, 10, 15, about 16 yards. We're head towards 10 seconds to go here in the half. And Coach is just going to let it run out.
We'll try to stay right here and see if Marty gets a few words with Coach McPherson here as he heads into halftime.
Coach Max, defense has played well, but you said you had to limit the big plays, and one big play is the difference so far.
Yeah, it is. We're playing good. We can't give away that kind of play. And you know, our field goal game's gone bad. We got to get in there and regroup. But we should have a couple field goals. I mean, we tried three. I mean, every one of them was in range. So, I mean, we got to get it together.
Coach, thank you.
And with that, we'll take a five-minute break. Marty, thank you for the Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. We'll take a five-minute break. And when we come back, I've got the principal of Lyons High School as my guest. Vikings trail 7-3. We'll be back after this five-minute break. You're listening to Lyons High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And back here at halftime, Vikings trail 7-3. And with me, we do this every year. We do it the same way. We don't change anything. We had the superintendent, Wes Taylor, last week. This week, we have got the man I love to stand next to, Mr. Floyd, the principal. You know why I like standing next to you?
Well, I think because y'all have chicken nuggets down on this end. I should have come down here a little earlier.
Now, because you're 6'5", and I'm only 6'2". Somebody in this place that's bigger than I am.
There you go.
Mr. Floyd, how have you, it's been a, you've had a great tenure so far since you've been here at Lyons High School, and this year, no different. I know you've got some great things planned for all the folks here at Lyons.
Well, Wes, it starts with a great teaching faculty, and we have a really great teaching faculty at Lyons High School. Then you couple that with good parents, good community support, and some good kids. Last year was a phenomenal year. I don't know that I could ever recall a year quite like that. 27 years, I've been principal for 14. Just an unbelievable year. I had 331 freshmen that made all A's, which, you know, you got to get a good start in your freshman year, and that's huge for them. Then you go all the way to our seniors. We had the most honor graduates we've ever had. We had 265 honor graduates. We had another 35 kids that had an 89.5 or better. And that's for a four-year average over their tenure at Lyons High School. And then on top of that, the one that kind of knocks my socks off every time I think about it, because it has to do with your grades. It has to do with citizenship. had to do with community support. We had 436 kids that we inducted into the National Beta Club in one school year.
Whoa, now that is, in a normal school year, what would that number be?
It's for a school our size, it's around 100 to 125.
Wow.
Wow, that's what I said, wow.
I mean, so
the teacher brought me the certificates to sign, and there was a whole case sitting on my desk. I told her, well, that's great. I said, we got plenty for, you know, next year and a year to come. She goes, no, you've got to sign them all. So I was tickled to death, needless to say. So we really had a good year academically at Lowndes High School. And of course, our extracurricular activities are phenomenal. Our coaches, our teachers that have clubs, they do an incredible job. I was counting this past year and this year, the number of state, regional, and national officers that we have at Lowndes High School in FFA, TSA, every service organization we have, our students are going out there. And I mean, anytime you have national officers and they're well respected throughout the country, that's a pretty amazing thing. And so the leadership at Lowndes High School among our students is growing tremendously, and I just love that. That's a tribute to our faculty and our staff.
Mr. Floyd, people talk, you know, Lowndes is known for the Georgia Bridgemen, which are performing out here, a world-renowned high school marching band that would rival most college bands, a football program, bar none, that plays on a national level against teams like Plant. But like you say, it's the academic thing that seems you don't hear about unless it's in a venue like this or an atmosphere like this where you get to talk about it. That stuff you don't see in print. Over 400 students in the Beta Club. I mean, that's just flat phenomenal.
Well, it's I think Coach McPherson last year, because I just asked him, you know, about his football team, because you're not talking about just kids that are talented athletically, but there's a large majority of his kids are talented academically that have all A's and B's. That was just amazed at that number when he did the research on that. I look forward to this year tracking his kids, because, you know, you're an athlete, you've got some personal discipline.
Yes.
And a lot of times academically it starts with personal discipline.
And speaking of being an athlete, I had an opportunity, a young man was up in the press box and I guess was cutting up with you, and you said, no, you didn't play football. He turned and looked at me, and I said, yeah, really? You need to go check the record books at Carson Newman.
Well, I tell you what, I'm really at a great time in my life. We're experiencing my own kids. My son is a starting right tackle at Furman University, and as soon as this game is over with, we're going to take off and go there to Greenville, South Carolina, and they have their opening game tomorrow. My daughter's a senior at Lowndes High School playing softball. We're at a good point in our life, you know, and won't be long that mom and I will have an empty nest, and we're going to have to slow down whether we like it or not. But right now we're kind of in the sweet spot.
Well, the very first game, where Manatee, how did this come about to have the South Georgia Classic?
Well, it just takes such an undertaking for us to go participate in the Corky Carroll Classic in Atlanta. And, you know, of course, Colquitt and Valdosta competed in it this year. And it just, you know, for us to go, to take our band, to take all our folks, I mean, we move a small city when we go somewhere compared to most everybody else. And so it's a major undertaking. And so, you know, there's several people, Coach Mack included, that came up with the idea that, you know, why don't we host a dual game and really bring in some great teams. I'm telling you, the Manatee Ware game was unbelievable. I mean, don't let the score fool you, folks. The last 4 minutes of the ball game, Ware had a few interceptions. That was a tremendous defensive ball game and a lot of hard hitting out there with two great football teams. I really think Ware is the real deal. They've got a solid football team, but, you know, they were playing a very good Manatee team, and I believe, are they ranked in their classification,
yes,
number one in the state,
well,
in Florida?
I believe Ware and Manatee at the time was both ranked the same in their respective polls, just like Plant and Lowndes. We're both ranked respectively at number eight in both state polls.
The people that have their reserve seat tonight, they're really getting a treat of some good football. And so, you know, maybe it's the start of something, you know, that maybe we can get to where we have some more local teams that are in this thing. But the crowd participation and the ticket sales both showed that this was a great idea. And we're just glad to host it and have so many people here on Lowndes campus.
Well, are you surprised at a 7-3 halftime score?
Kind of, but not really. You talk about two good defensive football teams here, and you're also talking about teams that like to run the ball. They can throw the ball, but both teams like to run the ball. And so not really surprising, you know. Plant had the trick play, the sweep pass, and beat us on a deep one. But outside of that, you know, there hadn't been a whole lot of offense on either team. I would have liked to see our Vikings score when we kicked the field goal. And we were close to doing that.
We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to visit with us. And a safe trip up to Furman.
Hey, I appreciate it. As always, I love it.
And we'll see you back here next Friday night.
I appreciate it, Wes James. Thank you for all that you do for Lowndes High School and our Viking Nation. I know there's a lot of people out there that count on you guys, and we appreciate what you do.
Well, like you, when you got a great staff like the Viking boys have, do stuff like this.
There you go. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Vikings trail 7-3. We're at halftime. We'll be back with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Taylor Stubbs, and all your halftime stats after this 4-minute break. You listen to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.